Well, this is a big deal. It's the second annual Brazos Valley Fair, and Jim Zerkovitz is here this morning. How are you, Jim?
I'm great, Scott. How are you today?
Good. The first thing I want you to kind of give us some background, because my family moved here in 1958, and there wasn't a county fair here. And dadgummit, there were all these little counties around us who had fairs, and we didn't have one in Brazos County. I didn't necessarily understand that. But, of course, this isn't just a county fair. It's a Brazos Valley Fair. But do you know why it stopped?
It stopped sometime in the 50s, the late 50s. But I've got two books that Frank Metzer, who's retired ag teacher here from Bryan High, brought me to the fair in 1942 and 1947. It's a catalog of the fair at that time.
Wow.
And very, very interesting and a great part of our Brazos County history. But I don't really know why the fair actually stopped back in the late 50s, but I think maybe because it was a lack of a facility. They probably outgrew what they had out there at the American Legion area out there. They just had a few acres. And then for a long time, the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show out there at Tabor, that was only like 7 or 8 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, as we talked about earlier, that everybody, like my family of five, will come in five vehicles. You've got to have some parking. You've just got to have some room to grow and expand and have multiple events at one particular activity like
that. So, the second annual, so it's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, September 5th through the 8th, and it'll be out at the Expo Center. Gosh, give me some highlights as to what this is going to be all about.
Well, I'm excited to report to you, Scott, that we're going to have, we added another night of rodeo. We're going to have it Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and then Sunday's going to be ranch rodeo. So we'll have one more night of rodeo. We were voted the number one CPRA rodeo in the state of Texas with our first year. I mean, just think about that.
How are you going to top that one now?
I don't know. And the other thing is, this is the first fair of this kind started in Texas in 36 years.
Most everybody either had one going or then decided they're never going to have one, I guess.
They had one going, and last year we had 14,000 to 16,000 people show up. I think it was 16,000. And I'm betting this time that we're going to have 25,000 or more.
Wow.
Because we've got more events, we've got better entertainment.
Yeah.
We've got something for everybody.
So now, give me some numbers as far as entries are concerned.
Well, this year I know that Carl Heinz, our head of our livestock, that's one of our staff members, assistant general manager, told me last week we had already 1,200 livestock entries. Last year we only had 800, and we still have a week to go to take entries, and we'll take entries that day. So we've got kids coming in from all over the state of Texas, from Amarillo to South Texas, East Texas, you name it. And a lot of the local Brazos Valley kids, too, will compete.
So now, of course, then the timeline for all of this judging is going to change as the body expands, huh?
Yes, sir. And the kids will be showing on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, this way they can not miss any school.
Right.
And
they hate that, though, Jim.
I know. Okay. You know, back when I was showing, we could miss school.
Sure.
You know,
oh,
today,
yeah. No, that was part of it. Yeah.
That was part of it. But anyway, and what I'm excited about, Scott, too, is that 100% of the entry fees for our kids is given back to the kids in prize money.
My.
None of the expenses are deducted from that. The fair takes that out of our sponsorships and ticket sales, but the kids' actual entry fee gets paid back. We paid back $33,000 last year in our first year. So with an increase of numbers, we'll be able to pay back more. And what we call this is envelope money. We don't really have a sale per se for these kids. They'll come and show their animal. It's like a practice show and get some experience showing, take them back home, and then they will show them at their county shows like our Youth Livestock Show in March,
mm-hmm.
or Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, and et cetera.
Right. And again, they need to get the experience. If it ends up being an expense, then that's difficult.
That's right. And as you know, my kids showed, and we went to some of these fairs, like to Brenham and to Waco and stuff like that, to give the cattle some experience, give the kids some experience and some exposure and things like that, make them more comfortable and more confident when they show their animals.
Sure. Now, tickets are available. They're $10 admission. Now, this is a good deal because this includes not only your admission to the fairgrounds, but also includes the rodeo and any of the concerts that are going
on
there.
And let me tell you who we've got lined up this time. On Thursday night, we've got Corey Morrow.
Oh, all right.
Right after the rodeo, we'll have Corey, and we're excited to have him there for us. Friday night, we've got Parker Heights and Clayton Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, we've got Restless Heart. And on Sunday, we've got Emilio. But let me say this. Sunday this year is going to be Tejano Day.
Oh, okay.
And we've got 4 or 5 outstanding Hispanic bands. And I am very, very excited about that music because I just love it. As you know, I'm Polish.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the roots of the Tejano Norteño music goes back to the Czech, German, and Polish roots.
Huh.
And now, a lot of people don't realize that.
And you said you're just back from Poland.
Yes,
and
sir.
You've brought some entertainment.
Yes, my family and I and 45 family and friends went to Poland for 2 weeks, just came back. We brought a band back with us. They're four young people, and they're going to be highlighted on the Rockin' Spur stage on Friday night, September the 6th at 6 p.m. These are four young kids, and they're one of the top, if not the top band in Poland for folk music, but they can play anything. Absolutely anything. They were in Italy last month, made the semifinals for the entire European continent.
Oh, my. And they're going to be here.
Wow. Yeah.
Lots of rides also.
Oh, my. The carnival. The carnival is the same one that the Fort Worth Livestock Show uses in Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's one of the top carnivals in the entire United States. So come out and participate.
Now, Kat wants to ask about the food, but she's shy to do that.
She's asked about the food. We're going to have all kinds of food, let me tell you.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the quilts, because I know the first year y'all didn't have quilts, and I really wanted to enter a quilt, but I was not able to finish the quilt I was working on in time.
So is it done now?
No.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, I might hold on to it for next year, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody else's work and kind of seeing like, how well do I really have to work for next time?
You know? I got you. Well, Jim, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, you can go to our website, www.brazosvalley.com. And we've got a wonderful website set up there with all the schedule, the events, anything that you want to know, Q&A, that type of thing. But I'd go to our BrazosValleyFair.com website. And remember, our theme is showcasing agriculture, education, and youth to enhance our Texas culture.
And this thing is great. It's an opportunity. You're going, yeah, there's a football game that weekend. But, you know, a lot of people don't go to the football games. Or, again, this is going on before the football game and afterwards as well.
Exactly.
So sounds like fun.
Exactly. And if you come into town, this gives you another event and something else to do. You can come Friday night to the rodeo and then go to midnight Yale practice.
There you go.
And
all
then
right.
If you stay Saturday and Sunday, come out Sunday for Tejano Day. I know it's going to be exciting, and I am very, very excited about the Latino community in Brazos Valley. They are just really pumped about it.
Yeah, I like that too. Jim, thanks for coming in this morning.